we're talking about our health services now, because HICWA has granted registration to the Killarney Community Nursing Unit as in from today, the 15th of June. The Health Information and Quality Authority had denied the registration earlier this month, requesting that works be carried out in order to receive approval. HSE South West have said following positive engagement with staff representatives, an agreed negotiated position with staff will proceed to union ballot for approval between June 14th and 21st. So that was the other piece of the jigsaw, two pieces missing in the attempts to get the nursing unit, which is already quite delayed, open and get transfer of patients to the new unit. With me on the line is Industrial Relations Officer with the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, Catherine Courtney. Catherine, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Gerard. How are you doing?
Good. What can you tell me about, you know, what's being arranged here and the ballot for your members to maybe give that side of it the go ahead?
Yeah, so I suppose we had extensive engagement with the HC in the last week, particularly in relation to the staffing levels and appropriate staffing levels for Killarney Community Nursing Unit and to ensure the delivery of safe care. We have a position now, we have an enhanced staffing obtained, so we believe that actually it is appropriate for our members to consider this. So over the next 2 weeks we will be balloting our members, so our ballot is starting from today until Friday week, and pending the outcome of the ballot then the next steps can be taken then.
And how, pending if it is a positive approval and if your members vote for it, what's the timeline from there? Is it possible to say, Catherine, to when, you know, the HSE can move on?
Well, I suppose there is obviously necessary training and necessary contingency plans for the transfer of people that will have to be considered after that, I suppose. You know, the HSE, the transfer and how quick that is done is for consideration also. I suppose, you know, we have been focusing on the getting the appropriate staffing levels in the community nursing unit. We are due to have another engagement today. So pending the outcome of the ballot, there, you know, anything else will be for consideration afterwards then.
So it will take what it takes in terms of the time, and obviously the transfer of patients, you've got clinical concerns as well coming into play there, the health of the patients for the transfer, the time of year is a crucial thing as well, so you'd be hoping to get it done before we head in towards the winter season, that's for sure.
Well, absolutely, but I suppose, you know, it is actually ensuring that the appropriate staffing level is available for the transfer, because obviously when you're transferring patients, you're going to have some residents in the new unit, but also there will be still residents in the current community hospitals. And I suppose it's just making sure that there's appropriate staffing. I mean, we actually do, you know, the summertime, there's a lot of annual leave and people away. So it's just, I suppose there just has to be some contingency plans in place to ensure that both the residents in the new unit and the staff in the new unit and those that are remaining in the current community hospitals are actually both maintained safely.
Yeah, and that's important. With that in mind, staffing levels, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but is there any idea, like I said, it may be more of a question for the HSE itself, 130 beds is the capacity. Will all 130 beds open? Will there be enough staff there to open them, or will it be a situation that's received in some other hospitals in Kerry when they've been renovated or newly built that only a portion of the beds open at the start?
Yeah, so currently actually what the plan is that we're transferring as is. So we're transferring with the current 101 residents and the staffing levels that go with them. I suppose there is going to be a period where you will only have the 101 residents there because it is pending recruitment of additional staff that will, pending the outcome of our ballot, will hopefully be agreed. And once that recruitment has occurred and the appropriate staffing levels are in place, and I suppose those new staff have been orientated and to the unit, and that we feel it's safe enough, that then there will be more discussions in relation to increasing the numbers.
get it up to that 130 eventually.
Yeah.
That would be the hope anyway.
Absolutely.
From people here.
Yep.
To make use of the full capacity that's actually there in place. Okay, so the process goes from there. Yeah, sorry, yes, Catherine?
Yeah, so sorry, I was just going to say, and I mean, I suppose, like, the staff, the nurses, want it to be open to the 130. That has been the plan all along. But we do want to have it done and only open to 130 when there is appropriate staffing for that cohort of residents that will be there. So, I mean, the HC are in the process of recruiting. So I suppose it's actually just ensuring that we have those appropriate people, the appropriate level of staffing available to increase the beds to 130.
Yeah, and that's obviously a concern as well, the recruitment and trying to keep staff and have enough staff to open up those beds. Okay, Catherine, we'll see where it goes from here. We'll have news from you in Friday week in terms of the results of that ballot.
Absolutely, yeah. No problem at all. Thanks very much,
Gerry. Catherine Courtney there, Nurse Relations Officer with the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, talking about that ballot of staff for the transfer. So there you go. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the show.